Hello there. This is Paige Estrutori from Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest buzz from the Australian financial industry. Let's dive right into it. Firstly, we've findings from the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, showing term life insurance as a key cause of customer grievances last financial year. It chalked up a staggering 41% of complaints from a total pool of 54,896 life insurance grievances. Over $11 million was used to settle these disputes, mainly peppered with issues of service, delays, and premium clashes. However, there is some good news here. Half of the complaints were resolved on the same day and 75% within 8 days. All this data collection and documentation became mandatory from October 2021, enabling ASIC's ongoing efforts in enhancing internal dispute resolution and assist better consumer protection. Switching gears now to superannuation, a recent YouGov survey commissioned by Australian Super indicates a turning tide among our younger generation. With rising living costs, 74% of 18 to 43 years olds are keeping a keener eye on their superannuation funds, actively exploring shares and diversified investments. There's been a 316% rise in millennial activity and a sevenfold increase among Gen Z. This thrilling wave of financial literacy might just redefine their retirement prospects. Turning now to the Australian Securities Exchange, or ASX, where an interesting shift is unfolding. This year, the number of listed companies took a slight downturn from 2,191 to 221. 64 companies delisted, just 30 joined, and funds raised via IPOs dipped effectively by half from early 2022. Reflective of this shift, EQT launched EQT Nexus, heralding a new opportunity for wholesale investors. This could potentially signal a drive towards innovative private sectors. Lastly, an interesting story from the world of car insurance. A couple left the ignition key in their stolen Audi, but managed to secure an insurance payout, challenging the belief that neglect may void claims. This case emphasizes the importance of understanding policy terms and knowing the thin line between negligence and a simple and happenstance. So an unexpected turn therewith, showcasing the complex dance of interpretation in insurance claims. That wraps up our financial news for today. Keep checking back with us for the latest industry updates. This is Paige Estrutori for Financial Services Online. Catch you next time.